Hello, humanity! Good afternoon, good evening, or maybe the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from beautiful, beautiful Oroville. And it is the center of human unity and the center of play and joy. And today, we have a continuation of what we did last time, and that's our two beautiful guests, Marianne and Yetta, who are going to share some of the joyful experiences at Lila Loca. So once again, for our radio audience and our audience on TV land and YouTube land, tell us what Lila Loca is. It's not a, but it is a resource of?
It's a resource for child. It's an educational resource where it's a support system to all the schools to unite all of it together in the center. We're in the center of it all. So a lot of children come there, and our main, Lila Loca means to play.
Ah,
it means
the place of joy.
The place of joy and play.
Place of joy.
So this is what children learn the most, to playing and to imitating, you know, to playing out all their joys and to dramatize, so this is what we do there. We provide the space for the child to grow to its fullest potential.
So what could that be? What does that mean? But what does that mean?
That means that we guide them through joy and through play, but we only guide them through what they show, or they... we don't impose anything on them. It all comes from them. We try to do this with the most joyous way possible.
So can you give me an example? Because joy is so mercurial, right? Mm. What is something concrete? Do you play with blocks, or you say it's education? And as soon as someone thinks of education, I think, oh God, school books, I have to read, I have to write, I have to do arithmetic, all this things.
Education can be fun.
Ah, so how do you make it fun? Yeah, come over here, darling.
But
yeah.
If you start reading, you read with drama, you know, and you start having fun with the words and playing on the words. Or if you do math, you just start going around, finding all the math in the nature. I mean, it just...
Math in the nature? Tell me, how do you find math in nature?
By just being able to count whatever you find, you know. Oh, it's beautiful. How is it all together, you know? How... Some
geometry.
Yes. How is the tree? How is it is done? You know, it's all perfection. Nature is perfect, so you can just go out and see it.
So it's like fractals. Like everything is a fractal. So the whole universe is in that one little thing, right? And then when you're looking at, you know, maybe I know that I see beautiful paintings at Lila Loca, and they use their imagination. The walls are absolutely tiny. And what are some of the things that they play? Do you do the play of sand? Is it called the play of sand?
We do, but we do it more like outside in the whole garden.
Yeah.
So we don't have a box.
So tell me about that.
We do a play outside in the whole... so we just bring all little objects, or they make their own out of clay. And then they make a house for it. And then we bring in the water and the fire and... they love to make a little fire with their whole creation, and then the water pouring down, and then we leave it there out in the nature. We come back later. It's gone. It's became part of nature again. So it's this circle of life that they learn. And how the joy of learning is, like you were asking before, where the joy is. There was this child. I give an example. This child. And he was getting very frustrated because this goat was always, it's like a finger puppet book, you know, where you put, the goat was always getting stuck in. And he was very fascinated, but he was like already 12, you know, and it was a little kiddie book, you know, one of these kiddie books where you play. And so the other day I took the book and I said, you really like this goat book, don't you? And I thought to myself, how can I make it more interesting for him? Because it's like, the goat is eating the grass. So I took this, where he's always going stuck, you know? And I took the goat and I was like, oh no, I'm so stuck. I can't get out of this book. And the kid started laughing and laughing. So if I realized at that moment the kid has no joy in what I'm doing, I would have put the book aside and said, let's go do something else.
Let's continue with...
But because the kid was laughing and having so much fun, we read the whole story with the finger puppets and with the goat being stuck and all that. Then after, he wanted to read books because there was so much joy in this. And so we started reading. And halfway through, this particular child has some special needs with talking and with... So... He read half the book. I read half the book. And then I started realizing that certain words he loves. So I point, and then this is his word. And it's all done with so much laughter. And if he doesn't want to read the word, forget it. He doesn't have to read the word. I will read it, and we will laugh about it. And that is...
Or you'll act it out.
So much acting. So much acting and laughing. And just this thing of, like, if it doesn't work, throw it away. Try something new. Yeah, so that's very important.
It's the exploration. It's the freedom to explore, right? To explore what's inside, to feel out there. And
to have joy in learning. Because if you have joy in learning, it doesn't end. You learn for life. If you be forced to learn, a lot of the time when you finish school, you're like, oh, I'm done. Yeah. You know, but there is so much to learn. Life is one big learning journey. So that's what we want to help the children with, that joy of the curiosity. And
so let's bring that joy and that curiosity into how do we laugh. Shall we read a book? Let's read a book. And as we're reading, oh my goodness, it's the funniest book. We're going to share it with each other. We're going to bring that music in. And as we learn and as we laugh, we're going to share that laughter from our heart to around the world for the joy of reading and the joy of learning. And let's take it out. Toss it out. Toss it out.
How do you read? From which side?
This is Orville Radio.